Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We teased open lines, and we'll get to that in just a second. My topic was, what's that one movie everybody raves about, but you just don't get it? You think it sucked.
Huh, okay.
Kinsey and I watched Gravity. I thought it was wonderful, along with the rest of the country, and she said it sucked. Al, do you remember your topic now?
Well, I didn't really have one then, but I'll throw one out there now.
Yes.
We're talking about Robin Thicke and what he's trying to do to get back his woman, you know? So what have you done? What extreme have you gone to get back the one that you love?
Perfect. And as always, it's open, so you could bring your own topic to the game. Mm-hmm. But first, we got to talk a little bit about Classroom Musical.
All right.
All you got to do is shoot a video of your class doing a Glee-style song and dance. You must give a shout-out to this band right here, Carmen, and the Kid Craddock Morning Show somewhere inside of that video.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Then you upload your video to YouTube. You send us your contact info along with the link to your video. And then we're going to pick one winning class from each grade division to win $1,500. Our divisions are K through 5th grade.
Mm-hmm.
We got 6th through 8th grade, the middle school kids, and the high schoolers 9th through 12th grade.
Okay.
So we need you to send those videos in ASAP, Rocky.
Mm-hmm. How long does the video need to be?
Oh,
2 minutes, right?
No longer than 5 minutes,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, 2 to 5 minutes would be great.
Yeah, you don't have to do the whole song.
Mm-mm.
No, you don't have to do. You don't even have to make up your own lyrics. You can. You can do
whatever. Well,
whatever
you have
song.
To make up your own lyrics.
Yeah. Well, you have to throw in our
just
names,
though, out.
Carmen and Kid Craddock, and you know, it's more fun if you make up your own song.
Yeah.
It's not a requirement.
What if you might want to do a Carmen song?
What if you're
don't have to,
a terrible singer like me? Can you lip sync?
No, you're going to have to sing the song, but if you shoot the video, you could lip sync along with yourself.
Right. You can't lip sync to a Madonna song or something. You have to be singing it, but you can lip sync to yourself.
Right. And
it's a cool thing for your whole class to get together on, though. You know, some classroom bonding.
Exactly. And the reason we're asking you to throw a little shout out for Carmen in there is because one of the three winners is going to get a concert from Carmen at your school.
Cool.
One at random. So just get in there, be one of the three winners, and you could have Carmen at your school. But now we will go into open lines.
All right, let's do it. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Wow.
Open lines.
You know
what? We missed 800 Kid Live, and that threw me off.
And when I was just in the hallway back in the makeup room, I overheard Trey.
Oh, he made me angry.
Who's helping produce today. Going on this rant about what a terrible movie Pulp Fiction is, which
Trey.
Makes me, I don't know, you need to turn on your mic in there, Trey.
It's terrible.
It's not terrible. It's
you
a great
are,
movie.
Well, okay, I know that it gets a lot of, it's kind of like a cult following,
exactly.
But Pulp Fiction, what's your problem with it?
Well, for one, everyone loves it because it's loved by everybody.
Like, because no it's one, really, really good.
It doesn't. The storyline is all.
I mean, if
it
he
is,
doesn't like it, he doesn't like it.
You got the beginning here, and then the middle's at the end, and then the end of it's in the middle of it, and they're at the diner.
That's
and
great.
Okay, so it's out of oh, so it's
out of order.
It's original.
What's well, a lot of storylines?
There are storylines. Yeah. It's like Lost, the show. Like, it's all over the place.
But it's Quentin Tarantino. He does, like, Kill Bills in parts.
Don't, even get, me,
like
don't
that.
Even get me started on Quentin Tarantino.
You this is him. Also going to be a guy who
don't get Trey started.
He is called Kate Upton Ugly, so let's just put that out there. I'm sorry. I disagree with you on the Pulp Fiction thing. And you just saw Pulp Fiction for the first time?
I watched it on Netflix.
Okay.
And you hated it. You didn't kind of like, you hated it.
It was, yeah, it was not
First
good.
Of all, I had to how
watch
old are
it,
you?
I had to watch it in two parts because it was so long and boring.
What?
I'm 24.
You should have loved this kind of movie.
It was
Why
terrible.
Why does it make you mad?
Because it's a great movie.
And y'all get all fired up when people said they walked out of Wolf of Wall Street. Like,
because I love that movie.
Just because you loved it doesn't mean everybody else has to love it.
Thank you, Kelly Raspberry. You get me.
No,
Kelly.
I agree. You don't have to love it.
Why do you get mad?
Because I'm passionate about it. When people don't get mad about Britney Spears lip syncing.
Well, see, that's different.
No, it's the same thing.
That's different because that's Britney, and that's not subjective. That's Britney lip syncing. We know this.
No, but you get mad when we say she's not a good singer.
And we need to leave Britney alone.
It's one thing for him to say I don't like Pulp Fiction, but to say that it's boring.
And it is boring to him.
Mm. Boring.
So slow. Let's move on to callers.
Let's take some callers real quick. Look at Trey deflecting. Becky, what movie could you not stand but everybody loves?
Napoleon Dynamite.
What?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah. That's a beautiful movie.
I know what she's saying. The first time you watch it, it's like,
it's weird, but it's got
it
a good
Was it one
story.
Of those things where people built it up so much that when you finally got to see it, it couldn't live up to it?
See, that's the thing. I actually, okay, here's the thing. I've never actually seen the movie, so I know that sounds horrible.
What? Well, how do you know you don't like it?
It has been so overquoted. I literally went to a week of youth camp, and that's all everybody did. Like,
do the chickens have large talons?
Kid used to quote the heck out of that movie.
Even though it's not a new movie, people still quote it, and I'm just like, I don't understand. All of these lines that you're quoting are not funny.
Well, you need to watch it.
You gotta watch it.
Becky, we want to ask you something about your time. We want to ask you something about being on the show right now.
Are you guys having a killer time?
How do you not think that's funny? That's a great time. Maybe watch the movie and get back to us, Becky. I bet you might like it.
I don't know. I disagree. I've had the funny, like, quote-unquote funny parts quoted to me way too many times. It's kind of like seeing a preview over and over again.
By someone else?
Just say all of the funny parts.
Yeah.
But my lips hurt real bad.
It's like Step Brothers. I'll tell you the truth on that. You know, Step Brothers for me is, you know, there's parts that have grown on me, but JC was so into Step Brothers. And
I love it.
I mean, I made it through 10 minutes of that movie, and I couldn't
deal.
Oh, you
didn't like Step Brothers?
Mm-mm. She didn't like Step Brothers.
I was that way about Something About Mary, because by the time I saw it, it was like the weekend before it went to DVD at the movie theater. I was like, oh, it was just so much buildup, and then it couldn't possibly.
But watching Step Brothers is such a cool activity.
What?
I think that's a line in the movie.
We have so much room for activities.
There you go. Okay.
So much more room for activities.
I think that's a line.
Yeah. It's in there. It's close, Al.
Something about activities.
Yeah.
Karen, please give us that movie you cannot stand.
Titanic.
What?
Wow.
What is wrong with Titanic?
Go, Jack.
Oh, my gosh. It's so cheesy. I didn't like it in high school when I first saw it in the theater. And ever since then, I just hear so many people talk about that movie and quote it and everything. And there's memes about how they could have both fit on the raft. And I'm like, exactly.
Exactly. When that old couple.
Oh, the old couple spooning.
Spooning as the water comes in.
That's beautiful.
Promise me that you'll survive.
Here he is, right here.
You won't give up. No matter what happens. No matter how.
I'm sorry, I can't stand it. And the whole part where he's like, you know, her up, and she's like, I'm crying. No, you're not. You're failing. You are.
I'll never let go, Jack.
I'll never let go.
That's a lie.
And then she let go.
He was dead.
She didn't just let go. She pushed him.
No.
Yeah, she did.
She had to break his frozen fingers off.
No.
And then
she poked him in the eyeballs with two fingers and said, see you later, sucker.
Yeah,
I'm with you now, Karen.
She could have taken him in with her.
Thank you, JC.
Yeah. Forget you, Titanic.
Oh, God. No, Kate Winslet's a good actress. I think she's a good actress, but I don't think she was pretty enough for that part. I'm sorry.
You're just hating today.
You don't think she's pretty enough for that part?
No. To make it believable for him to, like, pick her out of everybody else on that boat.
No,
well, back in the day, they weren't that good
it's
looking.
It's because he was, like, really, really poor, so she wouldn't have liked him either, even though he was hot, because she was, like, richest of the rich, and he couldn't have been poor. Yeah.
And he wasn't that hot. Let's be honest. He's skinny and scrawny. She is beautiful. Don't say that. That ruins your argument.
Don't say that.
She's not pretty enough. She was
Thanks,
beautiful.
Karen.
That's her opinion.
Thanks, Karen.
That's not nice.
Okay. That's her opinion. You know? Mary, movie you can't stand.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Paranormal Activity.
Paranormal Activity. That was a great movie. That was scary, Mary.
No, it was not. My friend was raging on about how she couldn't sleep for weeks and how, you know, her husband was going to set up a camera to see if anything freaky was going on in her apartment. And I was like, all right, I'll give it a try. Because I'm really skeptic when it comes to scary movies. I love scary movies, but they have to be really scary or they won't scare me. And Paranormal Activity the shadow was a shadow of a man, and then when he would leave his footprints in the bedroom, it was like a three-toed creature or something. I was like, okay, so which one is it? Is it a manly ghost, or is it an alien ghost? You know, like, me and my husband were just in there like, when is the scary part going to begin?
The whole movie
didn't do
was
anything
scary.
For me.
I'm with you.
You didn't like it either, Jenna?
No, because you guys know how much I love horror movies, and I'm just really less than impressed with most scary movies
but
that come
horror
out.
Horror connoisseurs don't like it, JC, but you're easily amused, so it's fine for you.
I'll take that as a compliment. Mary, you said your friend's boyfriend set up cameras around the apartment to see if something freaky went on?
Yeah, nothing happened. Just a bunch of used memory. Good thing we have memory cards now, because if it was filmed like back in the day, she would have been really mad.
Yeah.
Maybe just use that for an excuse to set up some cameras.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something freaky was going on. Yeah. Thanks, Mary. I want to take one more real quick, because we got to do Big Al Max topic.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris.
Stuff like a minute.
Oh, who are you talking to?
What'd you say?
Who are you talking to, Chris?
I was talking to my stepsister, Christiana.
Oh, okay, I was making sure you weren't talking to yourself.
Nosy.
Oh, my God. Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
Welcome to the radio, Chris.
Yeah, welcome to the radio. So my story is that I've been, this has nothing to do with the movie. I don't know why he put me on right now, but we left Galveston. Heading towards Dallas at 3 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
And we started hitting traffic at about 8, like south of Corsicana.
Uh-huh.
We are still south of Corsicana.
Wow, bad weather, huh?
We've been on the highway for 17 hours.
Oh my gosh.
17 hours.
Oh my goodness.
We slept in the car and we didn't even have to pull over to the side of the road because everyone was sleeping in their cars.
Wow.
Really? Thanks for the call.
It's open lines. It can be about anything, Al.
People were sleeping in their cars?
Yeah. Like, we just turned off the car and didn't move. In fact, we went 1 mile in the span of 4 hours.
I wonder what the holdup is.
That's how fast.
You need a faster
Is it the
car.
Polar vortex?
1 mile in 4 hours. That's how fast Al drives.
Winter storm Titan.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Be safe.
It's scary out there.
I don't know. How can you tell somebody to be safe? That just, you are, you know, what do
Please,
you
Please, Lord, be safe.
Yeah, Al told the Lord to be safe, so that's how you just do it.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Last night was the Super Bowl of movies. The Oscars.
Yes.
I was confused because somebody called them the 2013 Oscars, but it's not 2013, so what are they called?
The 2014 Oscars?
The person Oscars was for movies that came out in 2013.
Oh, okay. So it is the 2013 Oscars.
No,
it's 2014.
Right, because I was thinking. Yeah, I didn't want to say anything. Movies,
yeah, the deadline is... What is the deadline, Kelly? Like early December or something like that?
I don't know the cutoff. I'm sorry.
But anyway, the Oscars were last.
Yeah,
they
were last.
The 86th annual, I believe.
Hosted by Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm.
She did an
outstanding... She's all right. Don't say outstanding. Don't you dare say outstanding.
What's wrong with what she did?
It was fine.
Al?
It was fine. I mean,
it wasn't outstanding.
You know what you get when you ask Ellen to host? You get safe.
Mm-hmm.
You get joke. You get funny.
I'm sorry. Where was the song and dance routine? I was expecting more. I'm sorry,
I was. You wanted Billy Crystal, and Ellen is not Billy Crystal.
Yeah, she's different.
The promos leading up to the Oscars were more entertaining than what she did last night. They were singing and dancing in the promos leading up to it.
You get safe, controlled.
Her jokes were pretty funny.
You know, yeah. You get the Ellen from the TV show. That's basically what she's doing in front of more
people.
She
dances on her TV show. I'm telling you, that was a moment that she missed.
Not all
she
of it threw was us a curveball. Safe.
Not all of it is safe. No.
No, she had some moments that were kind of... I was a little surprised by her opening monologue. She came out. It started off a little slow. But then she just, like, for no reason, slammed Liza Minnelli out of the blue. What was that about?
And I have to say, one of the most amazing Liza Minnelli impersonators I have ever seen in my entire life. Just really, seriously. Good job, sir. I mean, that is really...
They must be really close friends.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, Al.
I mean, we assume everybody in Hollywood is friends.
But when you call...
Liza Minnelli,
a dude.
Liza
Minnelli had a kind of like a nip slip on the red carpet.
She did. I missed that.
Not like you could see them.
That would be a nip slip.
Not that they were poking out, but you could see them through the dress. Full on.
So it was like a sheer dress.
Oh, man. It was
blue silk.
Yeah, you could just see
that. I'm
going to
go ahead and go on record and say, I don't want to see Liza's nipples. Save that.
And I happened to be watching the E! Coverage of the Oscars as Jennifer Lawrence was getting out of her car, and everybody was wanting to see what she's going to wear, which, let's be honest, is a red dress, and it was pretty, but it was not overwhelming. I expected more from Jennifer, didn't you, Jenna?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more. I mean, it's a pretty dress, but it was just okay. But they captured the moment where she tripped. She bit it, and of course, Ellen couldn't let that go.
Jennifer, by the way, I am not going to bring up what happened last year when you were, you know. It's ridiculous. I mean, something like that happens, and it's embarrassing, and then people just talk about it, and it's just, you know. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, when Jennifer, last year, she fell on the way up, tripped. I don't know if she got caught on the tip of the dress. Let's just show the clip, because what happened? I'm not going to show the clip.
And then she went on to say, oh, and she tripped again tonight, too.
I thought she was kidding with that, because I didn't see that
part.
No,
she really did trip.
Okay. No, I know at some point I'm like, okay, Jennifer Lawrence, you're nominated. You've won an Oscar for acting before.
You think she
falling on purpose?
She tripped over, I don't know if she tripped over a traffic cone or what. That's what somebody was saying. But I watched it, and that was not a fake fall.
She should just make that her bit.
Falling?
Yeah.
It is her bit now. It's 2 years in a row.
Like Taylor Swift does the I'm so surprised and shocked
thing. See, that's the thing. Her bit is self-deprecation. Mm-hmm. But like when she came out at the end to present a reward, she's like, what are you laughing about? Why? At some point, you've got to like say, okay, Jennifer, you're at the Oscars. This mm-hmm. isn't casual. At some point, you've got to learn to rein yourself in. You can't be that casual all the time. But anyway. And then before Ellen introduced the first presenter of the night, it kind of made you kind of wince when she had this comment to make about, you know, the upcoming awards.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. So many different possibilities. Possibility number one, 12 Years a Slave wins Best Picture. Mm-hmm. Possibility number two, you're all racists.
It better win. Come on now.
And then she said, now we have our first white presenter of the night.
Right. Yeah.
So that was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. But then some other moments in the show that she tried to get things happening. She did the selfie. She says, I want to break the records for the most selfie retweets, right? Mm-hmm. And the previous record was held by President Mrs. Obama when he won re-election, right? So it was like 600 and something 781, something like that. And did she break the record with this selfie? Here we've got a we've
Meryl,
got
to here's my idea, okay? So you are nominated. It's a record-breaking 18 times, right? So I thought we would try to break another record right now with the most retweets of a photo. Okay. So right now, I'm going to take a picture of us, and then we'll see if we can break the record for the most retweets. Okay. And then...
Get her in.
Yeah, you should get in here too, Julia. Lean in.
Man.
Channing, if you can get in also. Channing. Bradley, will you come? No, I want you in it.
How surreal is that?
That's great.
Hey, I'm here. I'll get in my selfie.
It's great.
Oh, Julia Roberts, come on in.
Brad walks across the aisle.
Angelina gets in there.
And here's the thing. Is Jared Leto, because of where he's positioned, all you see is one eye of his. Lupita Nyong'o's brother. Like, who in the heck is this dude jumping in? He gets
You go for it, dog.
Next
you go for it.
And Jared Leto's eye barely makes it. He's being edited out of everything because you can't even tell it's Jared Leto.
You can see his eyeball.
So, of course, Twitter crashed.
This is true. We just crashed Twitter. We got an email from Twitter, and we crashed and broke Twitter. We have made history.
Yep.
See, Meryl, awesome. What we did? You and I?
And everybody else?
It's amazing. We really just made history. It's fantastic. And it's back up again, so it has most retweets ever. And we are all winners tonight. That's what it means. That's what I was trying to say early on.
It got retweeted 2.4 million
total.
Times.
They said 1.3 million in less than an hour. 1.3 million retweets. You know, the whole system just went.
I don't know if you guys have seen, but looking at the photos that people were taking from behind them as they
group
of celebrities
doing
the selfie, Liza Minnelli was sitting behind Julia Roberts, tried to get up to get in the selfie. You can't see her, but from the back, she's trying to get in the selfie. So she must not be that mad at Ellen.
And some people are saying it was a good bit. I think it was a fail. And if they would have edited out, because this bit ended up taking three breaks that would have made the Oscars end on time.
Yeah.
Was that pizza bit she just kept trying to get going.
Now
guess what? Pizza's here.
Hello.
Come on down.
Hello.
Brad, Angie, yes? Okay. Julia wants cheese. Who's your favorite movie star? They're here. Who do you want to talk to? Oh, you know Julia Roberts? Have you seen this? Great. Okay, wait a minute. We're going to run out. Okay, great. Okay. And then I don't have any money. Who here has... Where's Harvey Weinstein? Harvey.
That's funny.
How do you?
And oddly, I just went and got a pizza. And I guess that's what people do. They just order pizza and sit with their girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, and watch the Oscars.
I had pizza last night.
Yeah,
here's the thing, though. That was the edited with people laughing. There was so much of that bit where nobody laughed.
Mm-hmm.
And like the first buildup, anybody want pizza? Going down the aisle, anybody want pizza? Nobody was like,
I saw that one. I never saw
the payoff.
Haven't
they done this before? They sent like cheeseburgers out to the People's Choice Awards. They've been sending food out and drinks.
I thought the guy was an actor at first.
No, he's legit. He's a real pizza delivery guy. Ellen lied and said he was just going to drop the pizzas off backstage, and then she brought him on stage. And I think she collected like $300 in tips for him. I'm sure he'll get the tips.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's gotten them yet.
I wouldn't want a tip if I got it. That's cool enough just walking in there and standing next to Julia Roberts.
I still want a tip.
JC was convinced he was not an actor. I was like, he would have had something if he was an actor. He would have said something. Yeah. He said nothing.
He said, hello.
Yeah, that was it. some moments you might have missed because sometimes you're running to go get something to drink or go to the bathroom or whatever. So you might have missed.
Asleep.
You might have missed John Travolta's introduction of a very famous singer by the name of Idina Menzel.
From the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Idina Menzel, beautiful. That was beautiful, Idina Menzel.
From the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
And I think it threw Idina off a little.
Yeah.
Adele Dazeem.
Oh, my God.
Where did that come from?
Can we play that again, please?
From the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Sometimes he gets a little twisted up because remember when he sang "I Need Love" when I interviewed him.
Yeah.
Every once in a while he'll get a little tongue tied.
You would stand up for a man who gets tongue tied.
So yeah, dang right. Shout out. Did he have the same hairdresser as kid? Because
that Black Storm.
Did you see that Black Storm that John Travolta was sporting? Woo!
Here's why Big Al stands up for tongue-tied people.
Talking with Ellen Jejen.
See? It happens.
It happens to everybody.
The best of them.
And I missed Zac Efron, so I'm going to get to hear this for the first time with everybody. Did he skip the line or something on the teleprompter?
He didn't go to high school, but he was in High School Musical. Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. It really is great to be here. Our next performer is an artist and a rock star and an inspiring and an aspiration to young punk goddesses everywhere.
Yeah.
Here to perform her hauntingly beautiful ballad, The Moon Song, from the movie Her, accompanied by Ezra Koenig. Please welcome Karen O.
That wasn't as bad
as everybody's making out to be.
I mean,
everybody's trying to make fun of Kim Novak, but you got to, come on, we can't make fun of the elderly. That's not right.
Yes, you can.
This she knows actors like we are.
This is the lady that was standing up next to Matthew McConaughey, and she was either drunk or...
No, I think she's just really old. She's had a lot of plastic surgery. When I tell you she was 81 years old, I mean, that's shocking, but she's had so much plastic surgery, you would never guess her age, because it's like...
She was a movie star in the 50s, and
she was in Vertigo,
Hitchcock movie, and photos of her from back then. I mean, she was absolutely beautiful.
She made it sound like she got kicked out and was not allowed to return for a little while.
She knows actors like we are. There's one thing that we actually have zero experience with, and that's animation.
Animation, you? Not Magic Mike. No way.
I was a little animated. You affected a whole generation of men, got them quite animated with your work in Vertigo. Yeah.
I've got to do an impersonation.
Right there where she laughs, they flash to the crowd, and Charlie Murphy sitting behind whoever they're showing. Charlie Murphy had this face of, what is that woman
up
there?
And it's like, was she going off script? Because it didn't make any sense.
Imagination.
Magic Mike.
Not you.
Matthew was so professional, but you know, they had to do the animated short and then the feature, then the full length one.
Yes.
So they had to present two.
And at the end, though, she was like, she's just so happy. She's like, I'm just so happy to be here. You know, thank you so much for having me. Because I'm sure it was quite a shock when she got that phone call.
Oh, heck yeah.
Her go-to every time he talked to her was,
oh, no, let Kelly do it.
Go ahead.
What? Her or him?
Her.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah.
But it was fun to see, you know, when people were doing the singing, like Pharrell got up there and sang Happy. And some of the
Dance
people.
With people.
The, yeah.
Dance with Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep was kind of shimmying a little bit.
Everybody danced.
Amy Adams got up a little bit, and he made everybody get up and dance. He's like, get up.
Yeah. At least
and
he brought some energy to it. Because
they needed
so
it.
Stuffy, yeah.
As soon as he said, get up, I'm like,
oh, that's
are
catchy.
You, you realize you're asking folks at the Oscars to get up?
And it was a slow get up.
Yeah.
They did, though. But we have to talk a little bit about, I mean, we were flipping back and forth between E and ABC. E and ABC, what are you going to do? But at some point, apparently, they told the E people to get off the red carpet because they were suddenly in a room just talking about clothes forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I flipped over, and thank God I did, or I would have missed.
I missed it.
I would have missed the greatness of Tyson Beckford on the red carpet.
This. I didn't see this.
He is a fabulous-looking man.
Yeah.
He is drop-dead gorgeous, and apparently that makes him an expert on being on the red carpet. I don't know why ABC picked him.
When you bring models in to do things like this,
he was backstage. What did Shamar Moore do? Was he at the Grammys, or was he last year's Oscars?
That's
Emmys.
He's at Jenna's house.
I think it was...
But he was, you know what? People gave him a hard time, but hey, he was at least loose.
Yeah, he was loose.
Maybe because he was drinking a little bit too much gin and juice. I don't know. But, I mean, Tyson Becker, I was like, he needed a shot of vodka.
He was tighter than Big Al Mack's hamstring after last week's run.
The Oscars and fashion always gone together beautifully. But before our favorite stars hit the red carpet, filmmakers and fashion designers are working together. Here's a first look at how fashion and film have worked hand in hand in some of this year's movies. Like Blue Jasmine, for instance, in which a great handbag somehow became an important character.
Welcome back to the backstage of the Oscars.
That was fine.
I am standing here on a red carpet.
He's being a newsman.
There are a lot of movies up for nomination. One will win.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wonder which one. That's
they would just toss it to him to make comments on different ladies walking down the runway, and he'd be on a red carpet. Look at that dress. Oh, my God. And look, that necklace. Oh, my God. It's like, kidding me? He had nothing.
Oh, man.
He was probably nervous.
I'm here with the amazing June Squibb. June, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Great day.
I must tell you, this green is absolutely stunning on you. I spotted you way down there before you even got here. And I was like, oh, my God, there's June.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God,
I'm telling you, these clips don't make him sound as bad as he was. It was bad.
They're used to reading people's lines, you know?
I mean, I would think it's hard to interview people, but I don't know why you would give him that
training.
Yeah. Sometimes when that camera turns on, Kelly, and that little red light comes on, sometimes you get stuck. You don't know what to say.
I know, but you don't start out on the red carpet for the Oscars. You start out as a sideline reporter for Extra or E!
Yeah.
I mean, they put Kristen
Cavallari
on, you know, and the former Bachelorette Ali Fadowski or whatever. That's who E has. They don't throw him right out there on the red carpet.
Oh, my God.
For Oscars. It's crazy.
Well, we need to talk about some of the winners.
Oh, yeah.
There's winners?
Because we did make our predictions, and I wasn't really that surprised. I feel like we kind of assumed what was going to take each category.
Why don't they get the fact that we don't really want to know who won Best Makeup?
I know.
Score.
I mean, they could make the Oscars 2 hours.
Wardrobe.
Like from 7 to 9, whatever time it is.
Because you got
to
think, that's the only time. I know that we don't care, but they're recognizing each other.
But they have pre-awards.
I have an idea.
They have non-televised Oscars to give out, because that's where Angelina got her humanitarian Oscar.
You know when you go to break and they do the commercials? You got a nice 3 minutes. Give them their award. Let them get up there, talk for 2 minutes. Play the music before we get back from break. There you go. You got the talk in front of everybody.
I appreciate that a lot of work went into makeup and a lot of work went into scoring.
Sometimes we do interviews, and if they're not interesting, or maybe it's somebody that maybe it's going to be something good on the air, maybe not. We won't play them.
I know.
So, but we'll still bring them in.
Or you give people that really want to see it another way to watch it, like go to OscarTV.com.
Yeah.
Or go to KidTV.com or whatever. You give them another option. You don't make us sit through that because
it's boring.
But it's ego stroking for them. And I mean, in makeup was Dallas Buyers Club, and that really helped Jared Leto win his best supporting.
Well, see, here's the thing is I even commented on that. I said, you know, I thought it was a weird choice for Dallas Buyers Club to win Best Makeup because I thought the weight loss was most of
the transformation.
But then somebody wrote me and said they literally had like a $250 makeup budget for that film.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they had to do all the bruising and all that. So I guess with that back history, knowing that makes it a little bit more. But I thought
Bad Grandpa should have won.
I mean, for makeup transformation, you know what I'm saying? But just know they had a $250, $300 budget. That
That's fine.
Who was
but bad grandpa.
He did a lot with that.
He was going out in public, and people actually thought he was a grandpa. That's how good the makeup was. He was
Those
fooling real
actors.
People. They were not all
yes,
paid
they
actors,
are.
Jenna.
Yes, they were not. Are. Okay. I'm not going to argue over the Jackass show with you.
Okay, then I win.
Fine, you win. I thought Jared Leto's speech was great, though.
That's it how was. It works. Okay, then I win.
You're going to argue.
Do we
I
agree
win.
That I win? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Jared was good.
Shake on the win. Yeah. Shake on the win.
Shake on the. Okay.
We got a handshake. Okay, sure, I won. All right, bro.
Do we have that one, Jared Leto?
In 1971, Bossier City, Louisiana, there was a teenage girl who was pregnant with her second child, was a high school dropout and a single mom, but somehow she managed to make a better life for herself and her children. She encouraged her kids to be creative, to work hard, and to do something special. That girl is my mother, and she's here tonight.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
To the entire Dallas Buyers Club team, Matthew, I love you. This is for the 36 million people who have lost the battle to AIDS, and to those of you out there who have ever felt injustice because of who you are or who you love, tonight I stand here in front of the world with you and for you. Thank you so much, and good night.
I'm going to tell you, I've never gotten it with Jared Leto before until last night.
That was a great speech.
Did it for you?
Well, he is so awesome.
Yeah.
I wish he'd wash his hair and cut it, maybe just a little.
His hair looked beautiful.
His hair was gorgeous.
It's dirty.
Jesse, don't say that about it, man. You can't say his hair looked beautiful.
I am. I'm sure.
No.
His hair looked beautiful.
I use a photo of him when I go get my hair done.
Yeah.
Say, I want my hair color like
Jared Leto. Except wash it first.
He had like an ombre going.
Exactly.
Like, it was on point, Al. That was a beautiful
He's
hairstyle.
Cool.
I mean, yeah, it was good. It was cool hair.
And then you mentioned your mama.
Al Sharpton has cool hair.
His speech was great.
I don't say his hair is beautiful.
This is when I got scared, though, because he talked a very long time.
Well, he was the first award, so they let him get away with it. And it was it's really hard, especially when the movie's about something so serious.
Well, nobody got played. Did anybody get played off last night? I can't recall the music.
One of the randos.
I think somebody heard music
like
on somebody.
Four, you know, when they do the foreign film and documentary.
And one of the guys.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
They try to talk and overmodulate the microphone because they're talking this close to it. But that was the only time they played the music.
And then Lupita won.
Lupita won.
Mm-hmm.
Nyong'o. I like the last one.
Thank you to the Academy for this incredible recognition. It doesn't escape me for one moment that so much joy in my life is thanks to so much pain in someone else's. And so I want to salute the spirit of Patsy for her guidance. And for Solomon, thank you for telling her story and your own. When I look down at this golden statue, may it remind me and every little child that no matter where you're from, your dreams are valid. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Very Good for nice her.
Very nice speech.
Very sweet. And another great speech, of course, Matthew McConaughey. By the way, Big Al.
Yes.
Matthew McConaughey, one of two who thanked God last night.
Really?
Oh, two people thanked God last night?
The other was the backup singer when that documentary, 20 Feet from Fame, that was called. Mm-hmm. 20 Feet from Stardom, 20 Feet from Fame, something like that.
So he got the memo.
It was about backup singers. And I've always wondered, you know, gosh, how bittersweet that is for them. They're on stage performing, but they're not the person out front.
Right.
Somebody did a documentary on that, and it won. And the lady got up there and sang, and she thanked God in her singing. And then Matthew
did too. Mm-hmm.
To my father, who I know is up there right now with a big pot of gumbo. He's got a lemon meringue pie over there. He's probably in his underwear, and he's got a cold can of Miller Lite, and he's dancing right now. To my mother, who's here tonight, who taught me and my two older brothers, demanded that we respect ourselves. And what we in turn learned was then we were better able to respect others. To my wife, Camilla, and my kids, Levi, Vita, and Mr. Stone, the courage and significance you give me every day I go out the door is unparalleled. You are the four people in my life that I want to make the most proud of me.
Oh, wow.
To that I say, all right, all right, all right.
Well, he did thank God.
All right, all right, all right.
Thank God
the editors didn't think that was important to leave in.
Well, so was he technically
our godless editing bay?
Was he technically the first white person to thank God? Because
at the Oscars.
At the Oscars, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yep.
Oh.
All right.
Said he needs someone to look up to, someone to look forward, and someone to look, I forget how he phrased it, but looking up, he said it was God.
All right. All right.
First white dude to thank God at the Oscars.
Yeah.
That's history right there.
Look at that. That's a fun fact for you.
Oh, and a fun fact, American Hustle just shut out.
Gravity won 7. Yeah. Nothing, I mean, other than director and score and cinematography. American Hustle had like 10 nominations, didn't get anything.
And then 12 Years Wolf of Wall Street also didn't win.
Yeah, we didn't mention 12 Years of Slave.
Yeah, best picture, 12 years.
My friends went over the weekend because they wanted to try to catch it before the Oscars and said people were getting up and walking out. It's just that you have to really know it's going to be.
It's a good movie.
It's vulgar. It's going vulgar.
Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, it's good though.
It's greatness.
Well, okay, this is the generation saying it's greatness.
Right.
My neighbors and their friends get up and walk out. They're older.
Yeah.
But apparently navy and nude are the big colors right now. That was everything you saw on the red carpet was navy or nude.
I like nude.
Yeah, me too.
Navy was boring.
I'm nude half the time.
Every navy dress was boring.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We know that the Juan Pablo...
Hello.
It's become a favorite on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided that we would make this thing right here.
Hello. Answer the phone. Hello. Answer the phone.
How jealous would your friends be if that's how your phone rang?
I'll tell you what, JC, that the skit that you did at the end of last week, even when you were sick and we were giving you a hard time for leaving on Friday, people were saying, give him a break. That Juan Pablo skit was hilarious.
It was on point.
It was.
You guys kicked me off the show.
Yeah,
that's
true. Well, we didn't want to get sick.
We kicked you off the show.
Kicked me off. But we have the Juan Pablo parody ringtone. We got to call it the parody ringtone because
it's not really him.
Get sued.
It's me. It's not Juan Pablo. But I'm pretty sure
I mean, that's your best impression to date.
He didn't trademark that. Hello.
No.
Hello. Answer the phone.
You can't trademark hello.
No. Answer the phone.
So you could get that bad boy at the iTunes store.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so getting that.
You should have.
I don't think I've ever bought a ringtone before in my life, but I'll get that one.
Yeah. I don't know, actually.
That's kind of weird.
Is it should be?
Are you
that's kind of a girly.
It,
that's a good one to get out.
Are you going
to
make it so when your boyfriend calls?
No. Either that or.
Would it be?
I don't know. I do like it, though. It's not very masculine. It's not very for a guy to buy it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's actually kind of like.
I think you could get it.
Hello. Answer
it's
the
funny,
phone.
Though. It's funny. I don't know.
Hello.
Funny trumps
answer
everything.
Answer the phone.
Yeah. I would just let my phone ring like 3 or 4 times. You know, normally I'm like first ring guy or second ring guy. I'd let it ring 3 or 4 times. That's my ringtone.
Yeah. Hello. Answer the phone.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and buy it.
Okay.
Things we do for radio.
Yeah.
But speaking of being on the phone, our phone is ringing.
Really?
Psycho Shannon! It's my show!
Psycho Shannon is on the phone with us. She's not in studio. Why is that, Shannon?
I am stuck in Winter Storm Titan.
So where exactly are you?
On the road?
No, I can't get anywhere. The roads are frozen. They have like a quarter inch of ice and then a bunch of snow. I just sent a picture of what it looks like this morning. It is solid grossness.
It is.
And I was gonna fly out yesterday, but my flight got canceled, and I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get out again today. So hopefully tomorrow.
Wow.
You could be a meteorologist with that terminology. It's solid grossness.
This polar vortex stuff is no joke. I thought that it was a bunch of whatever. It's really not that bad.
Oh, wow.
We have Winter Storm Titan on the phone right now.
What city exactly are you in?
Right now, I am currently in Robinson, Illinois, staying with my friend Tracy. And I will be flying out of Indianapolis, Indiana, should I be able to get there.
Is this your best friend, Tracy?
No.
Okay.
Is it a special friend, Tracy?
No. Thank you, though.
He said, girlfriend, Tracy.
I don't.
Ow.
She's a girl and she's a friend.
A good friend, Tracy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In that way, yes. She is my girlfriend, Tracy, but no, there is no anything. I've been sleeping on the couch, so if that says anything, that's all you need to know.
Now,
don't need to know at all.
Who named this storm Titan? Is that what the people on TV are calling it, Shannon?
That's what I read on the interweb.
Okay, so you got that on the internet?
I assume that is what they call it. I haven't really watched the news. I watched the Oscars last night. But it's funny because you would think that in places like this where it snows a lot, And I think this is like the worst winter they've had up here in 120 years. And I just so happened to come up here for the polar plunge this weekend,
yeah,
which is where people get in the really, really, really cold water for the Special Olympics.
Did you do that?
And I wasn't allowed to. I would have loved to, but I wasn't allowed to just because of all my health stuff. But
they
Jimmy Fallon did it.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon did.
Well, she could get a brain freeze, though. I mean, seriously. That would be
you.
Well, you could.
The water could seep through my stitches, right?
Yeah. You never know,
yeah,
Shannon.
Let's make more brain surgery jokes. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, it's good to know that the surgery didn't affect your sense of humor.
So this brain and the surgeon walk into a bar, right?
But no, they had 8 inches of ice on the water when I got here, and they had to, like, the fire department, I guess, had to chainsaw through it so that the plungers could actually get into the water without jumping into a solid, whatever they call it, of ice.
8 inches
sheet,
of ice?
Sheet of ice, yes. Holy
sheet
smokes.
Of ice, yeah. And normally they dump, like, a bunch of ducks in the water so that the plungers get the duck, and then they go to the reception afterwards, and then they win prizes based on the number on the bottom of the duck.
Okay.
But it was so cold, and ice was so sharp and so thick that they couldn't risk somebody, like, going too far in the water and getting stuck under a sheet of ice. So they just went and high-fived a first responder and got right back out. So it's really, in professional speak, like us radio people would say, it's crazy.
So how many white people participated in this?
Hold on, Shannon. Don't answer that. Let's play a fun game. Who showed up to this event? Did more people show up to jump into this cold water?
Polar plunge for charity.
Or did more people show up to Big Al Max rock, paper, scissors tournament where you had no weather?
Okay, I don't even know the answer to that, honestly, but I'm going to just go ahead and confidently say, and I will bet you all of the change in my center console, that there were more plungers than there were people at Big Al's rock, paper, scissors tournament.
Well, apparently JC knows the answer.
I don't know the answer.
Oh, you don't.
Shannon's about to tell us.
Oh.
How many people showed up?
They managed to bring out 197 plungers for this thing.
Barely.
Wow.
Barely.
They had more people doing that. It was like
that
75.
Was barely.
Yeah. Wow.
And they were jumping in cold water with 8 inches of ice, Al. Mm-hmm. You need to talk to those people.
Yeah, these people don't come out in wetsuits and, you know, warm stuff. Like, there was one guy that dressed up as Cupid to do this, and all that he had on was a diaper that he duct taped around his waist.
Oh, my.
He didn't shave for the occasion. He painted his man nipples in the shape of a heart, and he got in the water. And I'm telling you right now, if my phone is right at least, it's 18 degrees here. And it's been pretty, I think at that point in the day on Saturday, it was in the 50s. Wow. So yeah, it's been pretty frigid. And these people are seriously dedicated to raising money for the Special Olympics. So kudos to them.
I feel like Shannon's auditioning to become a meteorologist right now. You're doing a good job. Shannon, I have some tape here that you sent us over the weekend. Would you mind introducing this tape for us?
Well, you know, I really kind of went above and beyond this weekend and sent you guys a lot of stuff that I thought would be radio gold.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to assume that this is what I recorded yesterday when I was stuck here. I made it to the Walmart because I read on the Facebook page for this city that it's hard to get bread and milk when the weather gets this bad. Like, they judge the weather by the number of loaves of bread that you buy to survive the storm.
Right.
And so I was curious what all the hype was about. And so I went to Walmart and I took a bunch of pictures of the shelves because I was curious about what people buy to survive on. And then I laid in the snow and did some reports. Then I sat in the snow and did some reports. So I'm guessing that's he's got one of those. So go ahead and hit the button.
You got all that?
Oh, I got all that. I'm going to hit the button now. Here's Shannon's report from Walmart.
Hello, listeners of Kid Craddock in the Morning. This is Psycho Shannon reporting live from Storm Titan in the Midwest. It is another day of sub-freezing temperatures.
Shannon, you said you're from Storm Titan there. I don't hear any storm.
Oh, put the storm sound effect.
Yeah, we're gonna hook you up.
I think Shannon might be at the house.
Yeah, we're gonna set this up for you right proper.
Oh, what a great scam.
Yeah, I think Shannon might be right around the corner. You know, she lives 4 miles from here.
Hold on, we hit the wrong one, Shannon. Let's hit the right one. Here is Shannon reporting from Walmart.
Hello, listeners of Kid Craddock in the Morning. This is Psycho Shannon reporting live from Storm Titan in the Midwest. It is another day of sub-freezing temperatures. There's snow on the ground now. It was a solid sheet of ice on the roads earlier today. It has been treacherous. There are travel restrictions. The highway is shut down. Just wanted to let you know, I went to Walmart to see what all the fuss was about in regards to finding bread and milk on the shelves at the Walmart, and I was shocked to see that the only bread that they were completely out of was the Walmart brand bread. And I walked down the ice cream aisle. They had a lot of ice cream. The only thing that they were missing was the Walmart brand vanilla ice cream. Mm. I've also noticed that chips are apparently a staple of survival.
What?
And chips. That's really all I have to say about that. Mm-hmm. Psycho Shannon reporting from Storm Titan.
Oh, we lost her in the storm.
Shannon, wow, Shannon. Are you not? Are you at home?
I'm not. Not buying it.
You're at home in front of a green screen right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Oh, sorry. There you go.
It got really windy for a second. But
Shannon.
Then it stopped, ironically, because that's what Winter Storm Titan does.
Yeah, it's so unpredictable.
Thank you for going out there and putting yourself at risk, Shannon. None of us could have done it.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I want to play a fun game called Good Kid, Bad Kid.
Okay.
All right.
Do you guys want to hear good kid first or bad kid first?
Good first.
Good first?
Bad
yeah.
More
all right.
That's more interesting.
Let's talk about the good kid first. Let the music build up. So a kid in Ohio went out to eat with his family the other day, right?
Uh-huh.
Found $20 in the parking lot of this restaurant.
Okay.
So he was planning to buy something for himself, but inside he saw a soldier eating alone. So he wrote a note, gave the money to the soldier instead. His name is Miles Eckert, and he talked to Steve Hartman from CBS News about why he decided to give the money away to this soldier.
I kind of wanted to get a video game, but then I decided not to because he was a soldier, and soldiers remind me of my dad.
Oh, wow. Things that make you go, ah.
Wow.
Good thing it wasn't that soldier you sat next to on the plane who said, sorry, kid.
I don't want to talk to kids
I don't talk to kids.
I don't like
take money from strangers.
Well, they found the soldier. His name's Frank Daly. And here's Frank talking about the gift he received from Miles.
It's incredible being recognized in such a manner. I look at it every day. A lifetime direction, for sure.
Good to see that kids still have a good head on their shoulders out there.
You look at it every day, so he's just looking at the 20?
Kept the check?
Maybe the note that he wrote him?
Mm.
Is that...
He didn't spin here. That's amazing.
So that's your good kid. Now okay. Time for the bad kid.
Yeah. What did bad kid do?
I got to let the music sit in.
He's gonna go, my son, Kaysen.
Yeah. So my son.
My son stole $20 from a soldier.
I asked him, McKelly, yesterday. I felt so bad. And I said, do you ever want, maybe we should adopt a baby or something? She goes, not after Kaysen.
Hey, even other kids right know now. How bad your kid is.
This girl's way worse. So back in 2010, 66-year-old Patrick Snay, he filed a lawsuit against Gulliver Preparatory School in Miami, Florida.
For?
Because they fired him because of his age. He was a headmaster, and they fired him. Age discrimination. You can't do that.
Okay.
So in November 2011, they settled the suit. Patrick got $80,000 in the settlement.
Right.
Okay.
Back then, in
2011. That's like a year's salary, maybe? 2 years? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But he also signed a confidentiality agreement.
What was that?
Confidentiality.
Confidentiality.
Actually, never mind. Don't say that again.
Very
confidentiality.
Close. Very close. Very close to going off the air. Right
confidentiality.
There.
Confidentiality.
Very close.
I am going to go with ESL.
Edit that?
No, you get it.
Okay.
That's ESL right there, Jenna. You just go straight with your ESL.
Man.
In Spanish, confidentiality.
Okay.
Anyways, so they signed that agreement.
You almost said it more accurately when you were trying to pronounce it
don't,
in Spanish.
Don't repeat.
But basically it said you're not allowed to talk about the lawsuit or what you received from this lawsuit.
Okay.
So they were able to handle that for about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when Patrick's teenage daughter, Dana, wrote on Facebook, quote, Mama and Papa Snay won the case against Gulliver. Gulliver is now officially paying for my vacation to Europe this summer. Suck it!
And did you see the picture she posted with it, like with the her tongue sticking out, all Miley Cyrus up in here?
Oh, yeah. So one of the 1,200 friends that she has sent it to Gulliver's attorneys, who said it breached the terms of the confidentiality agreement. And an appeals court agreed, and last week they threw out the $80,000 settlement.
Good.
What?
Good. Yep. That broke. He told his daughter. She told him on Twitter that that's a confidentiality agreement.
You can now adopt Dana.
Wow.
$80,000 mistake.
There goes her European vacation. Suck it.
Yeah. Pay cash.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.